it's gonna get real. Okay, look, we visited our friend, Dr. Paul Ruff, yesterday at West End Plastic Surgery. He's amazing. You can have everything from a mommy makeover done. Maybe you just want to go in for microdermabrasion. Maybe it's your first time, you're a little nervous. How about trying Botox? He's got all that. He's board certified with over 20 years of experience. Go to westendplasticsurgery.com. Or book your appointment, 202-785-4187, and tell him that Sarah and Paul sent you from the Hey Fridge podcast. Also, Paul and I are going to be at Taste of Arlington on May 21st, which is an amazing event, and it starts at noon to 6 p.m. all day long. You need to get your tickets and enjoy some of the most amazing food that Arlington has to offer with restaurants and food trucks and so much more. Go to BolstonBid.com/taste to purchase your tickets today. Paul and I will be there around noontime. We'll see you on May 21st. All right, and then hit us with the intro.
All right, yeah.
All right, all right. Here we go.
What's the phrase that you hear every day? Hey, phrase. What's the phrase that you hear? Tune in, yeah, you gotta tune in. Sarah Fraser on the mic, and she about to begin. A co-host with the most born one looking fleek. Take it from me, you should be listening. Live from the nation's cap, pop culture at its best. No need a second guess, separated from the rest. Entertaining nonetheless, many topics to address. Sarah, she's so glamorous, the number one hostess.
Good morning, baby.
Oh my God. Welcome to the Hey Fridge podcast with Paul Wharton. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am so good, but I feel like, okay, we're just going to be super real from the get-go on this podcast, which we are, right?
Yes, we are.
And that's one of the things I really love about you, is I feel like you and I can be really vulnerable and have an anything goes moment and just put it all out there, because even though we both live really great lives, it's not always, not everything is perfect, right?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, where do you want to start?
Well, let's start by me being late today. Because, you know, y'all always hear me say I'm working on myself. Okay, well, this morning I was working on my attitude. I was like, I'm not ready. I'm not freaking ready. So instead of not coming here, which I would never do because it's all business and it's fun too. You know, we just, we came through. So let's talk about it.
Okay, we had a so as everybody knows or is beginning to know, right? Paul is the new co-host of this podcast. Paul and I have known each other for years, and we've always kind of worked together like Fox 5, but this is the first time we've been together as like a saying, hey, we want to partner together and be co-hosts and be in business together, okay? So yesterday we go to this meeting that we had set up at a business, and we didn't, I think the mistake that I made, like looking back, and I'm just going to be like totally real and tell you how I feel.
Okay.
Was we didn't really talk beforehand about what we were pitching to them. But I thought we were there just pitching the podcast.
So well, we were pitching an event. They want to partner with us on an event. They want us to host an event in the fall.
Right.
And it's something that you set up, right? So you came to the table with this opportunity, and it's a great partner. I mean, big brand, big business, fantastic.
Great partner. So we go in, and you're right, they want an event. In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, we're pitching some sort of podcast event. So Paul gets to the meeting, we sit down, we're yakking away, and then I said, you know, to Paul, okay, I'd thrown out some ideas. They didn't seem too, like, hot about those. And I said, okay, well, Paul, what do you think? What's some ideas? And so we're just brainstorming, and then Paul goes, oh, well, we could have a book signing for my book, right?
How well, not you, how actually. I mean, the way I remember, the way I remember it is, we talked about, you know, the event, and, you know, the girls weren't really giving us much energy. They're wonderful girls, but I'm sure they're working all day long. It's a huge brand that they work for. And so I thought, like, I definitely want this to happen, so let me come up with something. And you kind of looked at me and was like, take it. Like, say something. You know? So I said, okay, well, it's a department store. And one thing that the girl said that works there, she said, you know, instead of women just coming to the event and looking at clothes, we really need them to buy clothes.
Right.
So I thought, huh. Okay, my mind was moving, and I said, okay, we're going to have a runway. Instead of me or, you know, being the stylist or someone else being the stylist pulling looks that women just try on, how about you have them pull looks, and then they get up on the runway, they pull their look, they get on the runway, And then we tell them how to best pull their look together, hence my new book, which comes out in the fall, Pulling It All Together. I'll have the book by the time this event comes around. They'd probably be more prone to buy the entire look.
Right.
As opposed to just looking at it. And I could sell the book as well. And then I went on to ask the lady if they would consider buying the book and giving it as a gift with purchase. And she said no, but that I could actually sell my book there. Of course. Okay, so what were you... So you didn't say anything then, but what were you feeling?
Okay, so we... Yes. And they loved your idea, by the way. They loved that idea. They wanted us to co-host. They, you know, we went on to talk about some other things. So then when I leave the meeting, I was like... I just couldn't stop thinking about it. Because to me, I'm like, okay, if we're in this together and partnered, aren't we just pitching the one thing, either the podcast show? Which I think what I'm realizing is you see it, you're basically, you feel the same way that if it was a book event, it could still be a Hey Frage podcast with Paul Wharton event.
Absolutely.
I think is what after.
Absolutely.
But in that moment, I took it as... Damn, I feel like you came in and then just like pitched your own thing, even though I know in your heart of hearts, like that is not, you've been very generous and very good. But in that moment, it felt to me like, well, shit, you're here just like pitching your stuff.
Right.
So,
well, let's get a little deeper about this because then you didn't bring it up. You needed a ride to DuPont Circle. We were up in Chevy Chase. So we get in my car, we ride all the way downtown. Nobody says anything about it. I didn't think there was an issue. I mean, we talk about everything else under the sun. She gets out of the car. We have another meeting an hour later. We meet over on 24th Street. And we go through the whole meeting. Then she's not going to say anything. She happens to walk me into my car. And then she says, you know, I'm a little cross with you about what happened earlier. And let me tell you why. So this is what I said to you. And this is what I feel. To relate it to terms that other people can understand. This podcast is our Kelly and Ryan, okay?
Right.
So they have Live with Kelly and Ryan on ABC7 and Snap and was syndicated. And maybe we will, I mean, we're syndicated now because we're everywhere.
Everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Everywhere.
So this is our platform. Now, when they go on the show, what's interesting to people? What they do in their lives, and they have all sorts of other things going on, and they relay all that through their medium, which is Live with Kelly and Ryan, and our medium is the Hey Frage with Paul Wharton podcast. So to me, I feel like anything we can do to enhance these events, we're doing a ton of events. We're going to be doing several a month. We're already doing several a month. And they've got to be different and they got to be unique because we have to give each person, each brand that we're partnering with something really special.
I agree with that.
So that's really the perspective that I was coming from. And then later, I kind of thought, well, if it was a book event, you were getting half the fee anyway. Do you know what I mean? So,
well, and I think too, like, because you did say, I think you bring up a good point. Because for me, and it's funny, and I've been thinking about this. And the thing is like, we had this nice conversation yesterday, but what I really appreciate about you is I think we are both fairly sensitive people, you know? So I go home, and I'm still thinking about it all last night, and I couldn't sleep because I feel like, do we really resolve it? You know, what does Paul want? Does Paul want the same thing that I want, you know? And then for me, what's always been hard is I think I always struggle with this since the time I started in radio, right? I've always had a co-host. And for me, there's always been this difficulty of how do I stand on my own? Be my own independent person, but also partner with someone that then has the same kind of goals that I do. And I think where I'm trying to understand you, and I guess like maybe I'm getting hung up, is for me, like I want to do the podcast 5 days a week, like we've talked about, and make it like a Facebook Live show and then a YouTube show, and then we're distributing audio. And that's like what I've always wanted to do forever. I wanted to be a talk show host since I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know if I get like more of my feelings hurt or if I get like worried if you are promoting other things. And then I'm like, okay, well maybe Paul doesn't want exactly what I want. And like, so when we have a Kelly and Michael show, right? Like we're doing now, I think already our show is so much deeper than Kelly and Michael ever be because we actually pull back the curtain and reveal what's real about us. I think that's great. Like you share vulnerable stories and you've pushed me to be even more open and anything goes. And that's exactly what I want the show to be.
Well, let's go even one step further then. I mean, really, if you want to talk about it, let's go one step further because I'm going to help you to understand where I'm coming from, okay? your history is in radio, right? You were making a strong six-figure salary, going to a corporate job, and then when you left that corporate job, you had another corporate radio job offered to you, and you've had other TV full-time jobs offered to you, and even now you do freelance where we both work, and you have many, many, many more days than I have over there, okay? You are Sarah Fraser. You are a lovely, very talented, wonderful Caucasian woman who has had a lot of jobs offered to her and who shows up and who has a guaranteed paycheck. I am Paul Wharton. Everything you see me drive, every place you see me live, everything you see me wear has been put together piece by piece through pitching and being told no. Every 10 times I pitch something, maybe one thing works out. Rarely have been offered a permanent job anywhere, have always had to piece it together over the years and have done really well doing it. Yeah. So to me, settling into a podcast and it just being the only source of revenue because nothing else is guaranteed, even where we work, you get much more over there than I do. You know, I've been there a long time. They don't give me as much as you do. Nobody's ever offered me, even at the CW, I never had health insurance, you know, if you want to talk about it.
No,
you know, I was there for 12 years. They never gave me a permanent job. They offered me a sucky bullshit contract to host Paul Wharton Style. They wanted to own my name and pay me $2,500 a week. They said, it's $10,000 a month. And I said, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. That is not enough money for me. And I went and got the money, and I got the show underwritten, and I came back and made my own show. So we're coming from two different places, but we're coming together on this. The book, I'm launching my book. Everywhere I can sell that book, I'm going to sell that book. I told you yesterday, I said, look, if we're doing events over the summers, if suppose you had the Sarah Sunny's line, which is your own line of sunglasses, and we were doing an event in the summer, if I ever open my mouth to say, you know, I don't think you should sell your sunnies at this event, smack the shit out of me. No, really. Do you know what I'm saying? Because we are, this is a time where we can either stay normal, stay whatever, you know, keep this podcast safe, or we can individually and some things collectively just soar.
I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. And I'm completely with you. I just think you and I have to define what those are. Because I think the other thing is, together, you and I have a ton of ideas, right?
Yeah.
We go back to your office every Wednesday after we're done the podcast, and we do nothing but brainstorm and set up ideas. I think it's hard for you and me to then stay the course and really get down to the nitty-gritty of, okay, what's Paul Wharton stuff? What's Sarah Fraser stuff? And then what's Hey Fraser with Paul Wharton stuff? I think that's really the issue, don't you?
Like, I don't think it should be, though. I really don't.
See, that's
no, I really don't. You know why? Because
that's where I'm lost. Because for me, that's hard to process. Because to me, it's like, okay, so for example, right? So I'm Miko Grimes, right? I tell you that. Like, she has a show concept that we're working on, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't, if I were going to a meeting, like, you have amazing contacts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go to a meeting and then go, okay, well, you know what? But we could do this show with Miko, because you have nothing to do with that. I don't have anything to do with your book. I want you to promote the book, of course. And if you say to me, hey, come help me promote this, or I need you as a friend, I would totally do that. What I'm struggling with is, if we blend everything, then what is the brand? Because then it's like, are we involved in everything that each other's doing?
I don't think that we nitpick it to that point. I think that this event that we talked about yesterday was hosted by Sarah Fraser and Paul Wharton of the Hey Fraser with Paul Wharton podcast. How can we make it pop? They weren't guaranteeing us the event when we walked in there. It was up to us to sell them in that meeting. And for me, and I don't know how you feel about it, it was going fine. It was going okay. It wasn't a home run, do you know? Until the end of the meeting. When it was. And so for me, because I do 2-3 events a week, you know, I'm thinking that we're going to have ample opportunity to do tons and tons of events. We're both making money off of them. And, you know, we got a good thing going. So I don't know that I would be worried that each time we leave an event, like if I have the book, for instance, it's there. Like, you know, Sarah may have, I don't know what you might have. Like, you might have some product that you come up with that's not a Hey Fraser product.
And I think, too, here's my thing, is like, you have an incredible hustle. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really do.
I have to. who's offering me a full-time? Did you have health insurance when you worked on the radio?
But you can't. I mean, we both hustle. Like, I've hustled to get those opportunities. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
I've hustled the whole time.
I'm not saying that you haven't. No. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you haven't. What I'm saying is, out of all the years I've been doing this, no one's really waiting around like offering, oh, there's a job right here if you want. You know, based on the work that you've done in the hustle, we're offering you an opportunity to be, you know, the same as a Steve Shinavy or a Wisdom Martin or any of these local people that have health insurance and a good six-figure job and don't have to go to 10 different places to make six figures like I do.
When you were with Bravo, they didn't, like, you were in a SAG after, they didn't pay you a certain
amount. Girl, please. I don't want to bury everybody on this podcast, but I already got the CW's ass real good.
I think, okay, and maybe this is like, and this was, I have no doubt it's me, you know, like, I'm a big part of it, because this was the issue I had with Sammy. It's okay. Like, Sammy and I could never get clear about what each other wanted, and then how are we going to make this work, because
right.
I really want to make it work with you. I love...
Right. Well, it's not the same issue you had with Sammy, because I bring in a lot of money to this podcast, so we're out there, now you're pushing, you're selling, I'm selling, cash is king, baby. This thing is a profitable situation at the moment, and it's only going to keep getting better.
And
so
you
it's
do.
Actually not the same.
No, I meant that in the sense of, you're right, Sammy didn't do any sales for this podcast. But I meant it in the sense of, like, I feel like we have to figure, just like I said, I'm struggling with, and I don't know what the answer is, I don't know if it's today or whatever, but I'm just struggling it with what's the brand, what are we promoting, what, you know, how are we
doing
that?
I don't think you should be struggling with that. I really don't.
I am, because here's the thing, like, I don't want to be, you have other things going. You've got the skincare line, you've got Fox, you've got the book, you've got the modeling agency, then you're hustling with a real estate company, then you have this. I cannot be at capacity like that. Like, I have told you, I want the goal to be, I'm doing the podcast full time. That we're marketing this and getting guests and building better content and all that stuff. I don't want to be hustling with six other things. I love Fox, they've been amazing to me. Everything is good there, but I know what I get into with them. They own me. They tell me what to wear. They tell me what to look like. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
So I think for me, the hard part is, okay, how do we work together? If my main focus and goal is just the podcast, but you've got these other things going on, then I can't ask you to be like, you know what I'm saying? How can I ask you to then be as into it and committed as I am if this is all I want to do when you're like, doing multiple other things, because that's who you are and that's how you
Well, you're
keep going.
Used to doing one thing that really works out well for you, and I'm used to doing 10 things to live a good life. Like, that's what I do.
Right. So how do we then come together?
But nothing is suffering here. And I think when you really think about the issue that we're talking about from yesterday, it's something very, it's just about me bringing up the idea of having my book tie into this event. And if we could sell books at the event and make the event more book-centric, because, and I talked about me being the Carrie Bradshaw and telling those stories, and they laughed and they thought it was funny. So when you really think about it, I just want to make sure in all of this that where you're really coming from is the point of not being clear about the brands and all that, and it's not like, like, is there anything else under that?
Well, what it is for me is, like, I left the six-figure job and the comfort of all that, right? Because I wanted to build this show that is honest and entertains people and inspires people by being completely real, right? Mm-hmm. You see me all the time. I'll wear a bikini anywhere. I want to do a show that really has listeners believing that they can be something and someone...
And how is
and
selling
better.
My book at a Hey Fraser with Paul Wharton event stopping any of the flow that we've created in the last
not,
6 weeks?
It's not, but we just have
weeks.
To know ahead of time going into something, are we pitching and selling this dream and this podcast, or are we selling this and five other things? That's what, to me... That's
don't call it five other things. Nope,
wait,
don't call
it
five other things. It was that and how can we enhance this? Okay, well, I mean, from a perspective of that was your relationship, right?
With what?
With the person we met with yesterday, with the brand we met with yesterday.
Yeah.
It's your relationship.
Right, right. I've hosted things for them before, right?
So why didn't you lay it out? If you, I mean, you know, at the in the time of the meeting, when things, when you looked at me like, hey, this is the ideas, guys, take it. I'm like, well, shit. I came in there, you know, I was in between. I was just going to be cute. I was looking good. You know, I just sat down. I wasn't expecting to really do all that. But I'm fine doing it.
My thing was this. I thought if we were going in there together and I got this meeting, we're pitching the podcast because that's what we've come
together
on.
But they already know that the podcast, that we are the podcast. We're personalities of the podcast. We are not doing the podcast at that venue. We are hosting an event at that venue. And as a result, new people will then download the podcast. They will support us. Do you see what I'm saying? But what are we going to do at the event was the question. It was kind of like, okay, you're here and then what?
You know, look, they loved the idea, and we should do it. I'm just saying, for me, I think, with this podcast, like, because, like I said, I do want this to be, like, a full-time, this is the focus.
It will get
there.
We're
creating amazing content.
It will get there.
I agree. I just think, I don't know, I'm struggling with that part of, you know, how do we do that, I guess, and feel like we're not...
You know,
or maybe it's something different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like maybe it's that we partner. Maybe the reality is this: we have four things that we are together promoting, whether that's the podcast, the book, whatever else. You know what I'm saying? And then I think if I know it going in, I'm prepared in a different way than being like, okay, wait, what is our priority? You know what I'm saying? Like I'm struggling with that because I only have one priority, and I only want this to be the priority.
So you only have one priority, and you only want this to be the priority because of the fact that you have been blessed, we can call it blessed, because of your hard work, to have had many opportunities that have afforded you the luxury of now focusing on this, right?
Yeah, but I think it's, for me, the podcast is more than that. You know what I mean? Like, it's the connection that we give people by listening
to
us.
Well, I'm all in on that.
I'm all in on that.
And I want to lighten this for the people. I really do. Because there's still,
like,
I mean,
so
the
good.
Love is there. The love is definitely there. But I am not going to, and neither should you, let anything stop the flow of what I've got going. Because I believe this podcast is a phenomenal medium. It's like this is the way we're reaching out to the public. This is, you know, us doing an event together. Like, you could have a book deal next year. Like,
right.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's very easy. You could.
I totally agree. Yeah. It's just, how do we blend those things? And I think
so easy. If you just keep looking forward and keep creating.
I'm struggling with that part,
though. If you keep looking forward. Okay, let me just.
Okay, because I was going to. I think, too, the bottom line for me is the podcast is something different. It is, of course, a promotional tool for us, you know, but for me.
I'm not saying that. Wait, I didn't. Okay. I wasn't saying that it's a commercial for us. Nope. That's not okay. What I'm saying. It is. I keep saying the whole time I've been here, I'm like, ooh, this is like therapy to me because when I go on in the morning on the show, you know, that's not about Paul Wharton. Like, you know, that's about me being fun for a good time for a short period of time.
Right.
Okay. This show, I have never shared as much of my personal life and as much honesty ever in any place, at any job, on any show that I've done over the last 15 years that I've shared here. So I'm not saying this is our commercial or our cash cow or anything like that. What I'm saying is the podcast is about me and you. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
The podcast
totally.
Isn't about these microphones or the switchboard. The podcast is about us, and the way we reach people is through the podcast.
Right.
Okay. So when we host an event somewhere, it ain't about this mic stand. We're not even doing the podcast at that event, at that particular event. It's about two personalities and what we have going on in our lives. You know what would be phenomenal for me, what would have been phenomenal and what still could potentially be phenomenal
yeah,
at an
totally
event
can.
Like that is... You, as an interviewer, why aren't you interviewing me about my book in front of that fabulous audience there? And then we're showing people how to get their best looks out of that.
I completely agree. Do you see? I mean, I see that we're just coming from two different places.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's just really it. I just thought I just thought we were pitching something else. But I understand where you're coming from. And I, like I said, I love your hustle. There's no one better. And I've learned so much from you. And, like, I love doing this podcast with you because you are the realest, most vulnerable. Anything goes. I mean, you know, you'll watch me take my pants off and get my hoo-ha waxed. You know, you are amazing. Yeah. So I don't want that to change.
It's not. Nothing is going to change. Let me tell you something right now. I'm in this for the long haul. I'm committed to this podcast. I'm committed to you. But, you know, this is different from anything you've done in the past now that you have this kind of partner working with you. This kind of partner is going to push you to be the best entrepreneur, the best personality, the most profitable star. When we went down that escalator yesterday, one thing you're not mentioning is what I tell you. You do events for too cheap.
Yeah.
You're a fucking star and get paid like a star. Do you know what I'm saying? So that same company paid me 6 times as much to host an event than they paid you. Not because I'm 6 times better, because I'm not. But because, you know why? My expectation is that that's what they pay me.
And I think you're absolutely right. I have no doubt.
So you will have a book deal. You will have whatever other deal that you want to have.
But the I don't think I want a book deal.
But that's a part of this being this personality. That's another way to reach the people. You will be maybe one day you will want to write your story, whether you do or you don't. That is another way for you to reach people. But that doesn't take away.
Can we phone your dad? We need a business coach.
That doesn't take. Oh yeah, actually we could. He'd be great.
Can we phone a friend? Because honestly, I'm totally with you.
Yeah.
I love working with you. I just think, how do we get on the same page about this? Because that's the whole thing.
I mean, for now, for your comfort zone, I mean, I'm willing to talk about things beforehand. That wasn't a planned
pitch. It wasn't,
pitch.
You're right.
That was a, you know, it's like doing live TV. If someone asks you a question on live TV, you don't fucking have time to go think about shit and I'll get back to you and I'll plead the fifth and all that bullshit. Do you know what I mean? You, in a meeting like that, as a business person that wants to close a deal, they say, okay, and then you look at me and I look at you, okay, so what is it going to be? Well, come up with something. What you got? So you go to what you have. Right. And I went to what I had.
No, and yeah. I totally get that. Mm-hmm. I think it's just, you know, for me, it does, it holds that mirror up to my face and goes, okay, what do you want? What are you, you know?
I just want to be clear. I'm sorry. Now I'm having an entire time. Because I'm wondering, do you feel like that takes any, what does that take away from you in that moment? Like, what does that take away from you, me having my book there? Is it the fact that I would make 500 more bucks than you, or what?
No,
what is it?
My expectation was this. I set up the meeting. Mm-hmm. I thought we're there pitching the podcast.
What do you mean pitching? Let's clarify that. Pitching the podcast in terms of an event. What do you mean pitching the podcast?
The podcast is our number one focus, meaning that we're saying, okay, we're going to do something for
But the podcast is us.
Right. But yeah. In my mind, then the book has nothing to do with us collectively. Okay. You know what I mean? Like that book has nothing to do with me. Like, so, of course, I support you and all that. But that's the hard part I'm having. I thought we're just pitching ideas that come and involve just the two of us,
mm-hmm.
and the listeners. How do we do an event that listeners love, that connect with us, that this company
that also
gets value?
Does what? Sells clothes.
Well, of course, yeah, right. Sells clothes.
That was an important. That was like the final piece of the puzzle, right?
Yeah, and yeah. I mean anybody that advertises with us, of course, and listeners mm-hmm. know that they want business. But our endorsement right. is very precious because we both don't want to, and we don't endorse people and businesses that we don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like, what's the event that we're doing together that's about us? And for me, it's like, what's driving people to download this podcast?
Sure.
Because in my mind, that's the focus, and that's what's making us money. But I think. In your mind, and it's totally fine, you have many different streams.
No, but it really wasn't about the different streams. It really wasn't.
It was
still about you and I as personalities, because that's what we are, through television, through this podcast, and whatever other medium we have, you know. You and I as personalities, how are we going to give a fashion brand its best experience, its most powerful day, where they ring as much on the register as they possibly can, and they keep us coming back. And in that moment where I felt like we were a bit stumped in that meeting, maybe we weren't like horribly stumped, because we're never horribly stumped, but we were all just kind of like, okay, well, this is nice, okay. You know, well, how are we gonna pump this thing up? And I said, well, you know, I have this book, you know, and I talked about how, you know, when I was a kid in my school, and I messed up the school picture, and I overslept, and I was hungover on pecan pie, and then we got a first laugh out of the lady, and I was like, okay, well, she liked that, so let's keep going. And so I, in my head, I envision it being us, the fashion event, the book certainly being there. I don't know how the, and I told you this later when you brought this up to me, I don't know how the money works out on the book because, I mean, they've paid me and they will continue to pay me royalties, but I don't really own those books.
Right.
So I couldn't make a quick deal with you saying, okay, anything we do on the book, you know, we'll get, I don't know if I'm going to get a check off of that. So, you know, that is all, you know, that is all something to be worked out, and I'm totally open to always working that stuff out, but I don't want it to be like, wait a minute, you got a couple more dollars than me on this. It's about how are we going to give the best experience to people, right? The brand and the people that come to these events and get them to download the podcast.
I agree. And that, and I just didn't feel that way yesterday. Okay. But that's okay. I mean,
do y'all have any input, our interns?
I think what's the missing key is he was...
Can you come up
here?
Yeah,
you guys got to come on the microphone. Yeah. I mean, okay, first of all, we need... And actually, this is... It's funny. This woman reached out to us, and her name's Danielle, who's a business coach. This was ironic.
Okay.
And she was like, hey, if you guys ever want to do any... She actually trains, I think... Maybe the CIA. Anyway, she was like, if you ever want to do some business training stuff, I would do it. And I think we really need it.
Yeah.
Because to me, yeah, I think there's just, we just have to figure it out. But anyway, okay, what do you guys think?
Okay, there's Irene here. Let's see what Irene
thinks. Hey, guys. What's up?
Get close.
So I have, like, expressed many times that I'm so lucky to be working with Sarah and Paul. And I've worked with Sarah for a little bit longer. And then Paul, like, as we all know, we're so lucky to have come on the show. And we're so stoked about it. And I mean, I think that I understand. I think it's just because this is the first time that's happened, and this is the first time that the show's really making money, and Paul's been a huge part of that, and you've been a huge part of that, obviously, too, Sarah. And I think that since this is the first time that something that was more directed towards one of you came up, it's a bigger deal. Whereas, like, I'm sure if, you know, if you had a book, for example, and you were like, well, we'll also pitch the book, Paul would have been like, like, if it was the first time, it still would have been like, oh, well, like...
No, I wouldn't have, because I'm just different. I'm just a little different.
Yeah. I think you are. I think you are different in that way.
Yeah. And I totally see that, and you are. And I know Paul very personally, too. Like, we're good friends. And I just think since it's the first time, and this is, like, this was Sarah's, like, brainchild and stuff, I think she's just, like, a little... maybe almost overprotective of it.
That's right.
And I understand that. I am that way with a lot of things. And so since this was like the first time something that's divergent of you two and it was more focused on Paul, I think it was kind of like, oh, well, like, why is that the thing that we're doing now? Not that you would ever say something in a mean way, but
I get
like, this is shitty. No, like, I just think that since it's the first time...
She called you, didn't she? That
it was like, it's just a thing that you know, you're protective of and you want to make sure it goes really, really well. And Paul hasn't seemed to have touched anything that's gone downhill, so I'm sure that it can only...
Okay, let's get AJ. Thank you, Irene.
Yeah.
AJ, you have anything to say?
All right, AJ.
I think you both make amazing points, and I think you both have something that, like, makes total sense. I think the only thing here that needs to be said is I think Paul was just trying to benefit the whole overall. That's what I see. I don't think he was trying to make it about himself or anything, and he does want you to know, I think, that he is totally for this podcast 100%, and although he has other things going on the side, I think this was just to supplement the event to help you, I think.
Thank you. I mean, no, but I'm not trying to be right. I'm not trying to be right, but AJ, you're spot on, and I respect your opinion too, Irene, because you're right as well, and she is protective about it, because one thing I said, when she said this to me yesterday, I said, you know, to me, it's almost feeling like this was the kind of conversation we would have if I was still a guest co-host.
Yeah.
Do you know, and I came into an event, and I tried to make it about, you know, selling my book. Well, let me tell you something. I mean, the book, I already got the check for the advance. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, Paul is not going to be hungry, you know, but I was just trying, and I will always try, to make our events, our Hey Phrase with Paul Warden events, as phenomenal as they can be. And it doesn't matter what we have. I mean, what we're offering. I mean, the more, the better.
And I want to say this, because this podcast, to me, is... I think, and you have always supported me as a woman or and as a feminist, but you know, I feel so strongly about this podcast and what this show is.
Thank you, ladies.
And I think, you know, I'm just at this really funny part of my life where it's like I am really protective about this, and I am kind of unreasonable in the mission that I want this podcast to have, which is really about the listeners, you know? And so for me, it's, you know, it's just, yeah, it's a sensitive subject, and I think it's just hard because I've also, I mean, I want, again, with clear boundaries, I want to support you, and I want you to be rich and all, everything that you want and that you want to get out of it. But I think, too, for myself, it's like, it's, I just want to really stay focused on this because for me, this is, the podcast is it. Like, I don't want to do anything else. Like, I want this to become an Oprah-like show, you know? And so, I that's just the hard part, is not everybody is going to have that same goal or vision. And that's not a bad thing.
I don't
think
you heard AJ. AJ, why did I think she heard you? What the fuck is wrong with this chick?
I put it all out there. Like, I don't think you realize, like, this podcast isn't a podcast to me. Like, this is, what I'm doing is because so, especially so many women are so, they do not take risks in their career and lives, and they don't do it on their own. And part of this whole podcast is like, hey, let's peel back the curtain, and this is what it takes to make it and have your own show and do it the way you want. And you're a huge, huge part of that. There's no doubt. My issue is I want to kind of be unreasonable in that I want this to be the focus. And it's like, I want you to get paid a ton of money, but I just either need to be really clear and know, is this the number one priority, or is there many other priorities for you? And it's fine. I'm totally cool with it. I just, yesterday for me was the first time it like pinged in my stomach, like, okay, you know, I know Paul loves this podcast and you're amazing at it. But for me, it's just, it's not even about it. It's just about doing an event that is really what the listeners want. It's not even about the businesses. Because the businesses we pick that we want to work with, and of course we're going to make money from because we believe in their brands. But that just to me...
So you don't feel like the listeners would have wanted to have the book as an element of the event?
No, I think that they do. For me, it was just more of how... this is my number one. Mm-hmm. And so in partnering with you, I want it to be your number one. And I think, I don't know if that's realistic. I really don't. I don't know. Maybe that's too much to ask. But
I don't,
in my
mind, I am my number one.
And
I am
that.
My number one. You are,
that.
You, after all this mindful living therapy, should be your number one.
I am, but that's why I'm being unreasonable about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to pitch...
As a personality, Sarah, as a... And when I keep saying personality, everybody has a personality, but some people get paid for that, and that's how you eat, okay? So you're going to have these... You're going to have books. You're going to have clothing. You're going to have... I just met with a guy... designing a new line of bags. I hope that's not a problem.
No, it's going to happen.
And but none of it, not any of it, takes away from the heart, the contribution, the energy, the commitment that I have to the podcast. Not one bit of it.
And that's cool. But my number one is this podcast. That's all I'm saying. And I just have to... be clear and understand the commitment. Because to me, I'm like, I don't know how you're going to do all those things and then make this number one.
Well, I'm different.
Okay.
I'm different. And I explained that when we first started this conversation. You know, you do it because you have to. Like, you don't look left. You don't look right. You don't ask why you haven't been given the big Steve Harvey show or the Ryan Seacrest opportunity or any of that shit. You create it. You push it as hard as you can. If it works, you stay at it. If not, you got to know when to drop it and keep it moving. And that's what I do in my life. You know, I just, I do a lot of different things because I've had to.
And I feel like I keep saying this because I think, I hope you understand, like, it's nothing, like, negative. You know, this is just truly, like, it's taken me a long time to get here. And I've, mm-hmm. you know, many, many times in my career, I've talked about this, I've compromised, right? When Sarah Time and Mel came along, it was like, okay, this is, and... this is just truly what I want. It was like, okay, this is going to be the Sarah show. And then another manager came in and goes, well, we don't really think like a woman should carry the show by herself. So let's have Ty. It'll be Sarah and Ty. And then Mel joined the show and it's like, okay, well, let's make it Mel on the show too. Sarah, Ty, and Mel. And every step of my career, to some degree, I've compromised until the past like year when I was like, no, I'm walking away from this corporate stuff because I'm always going to have to compromise. And I'm going to have this podcast that is this mission of Anything Goes to entertain and inspire. And I'm not going to compromise. Like, this is the content that I want to create. And I want only people on this show who bring to that, who add to that, who make this magical and grow it. And so that's where I'm at. That's the hardest part for me is like, I just don't want to get back into a place where I am going, okay, this isn't my number one priority. You know what I'm saying? Or
yeah, I just don't think that what we were talking about and the experience that we've just had has anything at all to do with that. I really don't, because and I hate to be in an impasse with you about this.
No, no.
Like, I'm trying to get to the place where we're like, oh, aha, I get what you're saying.
No, we're not.
Like, but for me, like, you being a woman who runs this podcast, who founded this podcast, me being a man who's a part of this podcast and who's giving, sharing all that he has to share.
Yes, I mean, you're amazing.
Listen, I could have saved all this shit and put it in my second book and made more. You know what I mean? So, no, but I'm sharing it all. Like, you want to find out my story? Listen to the podcast, okay? Because I told it all. I mean, I left nothing out. I still don't feel, and we're going to have to maybe just figure this out after the show, that any of that takes away from the mission. You see, because I have my own people that have followed me and people that I talked about, if you read a blog post on PaulWhartonStyle.com.
When did this go up?
This went up this morning.
Oh, all right.
Not about you, but it was about the City Dance Dreamscape Gala that I hosted, the after party with Debbie Allen on Saturday night. And it took me several days to figure out. When I woke up on Sunday morning, I was crying. I was like boo-hooing, okay? And I was like, God, I'm boo-hooing. But it was like I was vibrating. Like, there was all this joy and like love and stuff swirling around in my head. And I said, the night before, I was a little surprised because I had a crazy week. And then that morning, you know, Friday, Debbie was on the show. Then I had a packed day. And then at night, I had another Debbie event that night. And then Saturday morning, I got up early. I drove to Gold Cup. Was out there in the mud, fooling around, came back, had like 5 minutes of meditation, jumped in the shower, changed into a tuxedo, went to the Lincoln Theater, then hosted my after party. I thought I was going to do one of my Sears crash and burns.
Right,
you know?
Right.
For some reason, the more people came in there, the more energized I felt. It was like there was something going on, and I was like, I felt like the other people could feel it. And one thing that I noticed is, you know, the DJ, he was playing his music, and then people would go to the dance floor, and you know how you go to the dance floor sometimes? I think I might have told you this, but you feel awkward,
by yourself. No one's dancing around.
Or you're by yourself, and you're like, you go out there because the song moved you, but then you're like, oh, shit. And you start to, like, you know, moonwalk off the floor. Yes. Do you know what I mean? Because you're like, I can't be out here by myself. That event, the people that came together, the mission, City Dance, which has all these amazing programs for underserved kids in the DC community, and it basically takes them from 6 years old all the way till they go to college, and it allows them to take part in these dance programs and training and coaching. The people that believed in that mission, that believed dance could change someone's life and enhance these kids' lives, were all there. And it's interesting because as people were going to the dance floor alone, there'd be somebody there to grab your arm and pull you in, and the love that was shared. And I talked about when Debbie and I got up on the microphone in front of the crowd, I said, you know, first of all, I said I could listen to her all day because this woman has so much wit and wisdom. It's just amazing. But one thing that I did share, and I remember, I didn't prepare it, but I remember what I said because it just came to mind, is I said, you know, I've often said that the DMV is the great equalizer. You know, you think you're somebody till you go to the DMV. You know what I mean? They give you a number.
Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yes.
For a minute, I thought you meant the D.C. Maryland.
No, the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Okay, the DMV.
You get your number, and you sit, okay?
And it doesn't matter who you
right.
are.
Right. You can right. keep those sunglasses on if you want to. You think you're special. Sit over there, 62, you know? But I said it's a great equalizer, but that night I felt like dance was the great equalizer and unifier because I looked around, mm-hmm. I mean, at all of our different ages, in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and I looked at all these people, and we're watching these dancers up there, and, you know, the tears and the silent tears and the people, it brought us so much hope. It really makes you feel like you could get up there and leap and soar.
Yeah,
And, you know, in that moment, anything was possible. It was, like, boundless. So imagine...
I love that.
Imagine giving underserved children that opportunity from jump,
yeah.
Okay, from start. I was in middle school and I heard about the Duke Ellington School of the Arts, and somebody said it
yeah,
was
here in D.C.
Yeah.
Right. All about for singing and arts and entertainment and acting, and yes.
So someone told me it was the Fame School.
Oh, really?
Have you heard about that?
I didn't know that.
Well, maybe it was or it wasn't, but it was like that.
Okay.
So I started to fantasize about going to this school. I said, oh, my God, they're all going to be dancing and singing, and oh, my God, that's just so me. I want to dance and sing. And so one day, I think I was in the seventh grade, I had figured out how to take the Connect-A-Ride bus, like, from Maryland, from the suburbs of Maryland to D.C., get on the metro.
Head over to Georgetown.
I found a way to find the Duke Ellington School. Okay. Stood outside the school for, like, 10 minutes. Like, imagine me going there, got back on the bus, and made my way back home. But that wasn't the plan for my dad. He had already planned on sending me to this boys' Catholic school. So I don't really have any regrets in life, but I did share that the one thing that I do regret is I would have pushed harder to my parents to allow me to have that experience.
Right.
So in standing there on Saturday night with all of these dancers from kids from age 10 to, you know, in their 30s and 40s and whatever, and Debbie Allen, the mother of all dance, and making a positive impact on that organization, I was like shell-shocked. And it didn't start to come out of me until the next day, and when I felt an amazing sense of gratitude for... Right. You, because we have this podcast
yes.
as our way to communicate those things and get people to support the causes that we feel passionate about. And we can have time to explain it because it's not on a 3-minute segment on live TV.
Absolutely.
Do you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And just having the opportunity to be in that moment and have had a full circle moment and know I didn't get to go to Ellington, but all those years later... I got to make a difference in some child's life and hopefully give them the opportunity to dance.
I love that.
You know?
Yeah. I love that.
I don't want us to lose focus of what is important and what we are really doing here.
I agree. I think it... Yeah, I totally agree.
Do you know what I mean? And I don't want people and listeners to feel, because we talked about, you know, being profitable and that kind of thing. That's just a necessity. That's just what we have to do.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not, I'm not saying that that is the driving force of this. The driving force of this is you have two friends that have different backgrounds, that have admired each other from a bit of afar
right.
over the years, and that have found a unique opportunity to come together and be honest with each other and
yes.
share their lives with whomever chose to tune in and download.
Well, and I think this is just part of growing and learning, right? So, like, by no means do I have it all figured out or myself all figured out. And, you know, yeah, different things at different points trigger things. But I agree with you. I had a very similar kind of mantra mantra when I went into 107.3. And it was always like with Ty and Mel, I just always wanted to leave friends because I had been on a morning show where everybody ended up hating each other and was jealous and bitter and nobody got along. And a great thing was completely destroyed by people not having honest, real conversations. And I always promised myself that that would never happen again. And that, too, I would always remain friends with people that came in and out of my life. Because in the end of the day, of course, you know, this is a great show. And I'm in it, too, for, like, I want this show to be super famous. And both of us to be super famous and rich and big things and give back and help people achieve their dreams. Like, that's the whole reason for it. So I don't want to do it little scale at all. And I do want listeners to know we're out to make money. So, but I want to also, the communication part is the best thing. And I think, I mean, I'm really grateful for you right now because I don't think many people would be honest. And for the past, like, 50 minutes, basically, like, you know, pull open the scab and like, hey, let's just, you know, talk about it. I mean, I really don't. Like, I think that right there is like a huge sign of how you and I communicate and endless possibilities that we have.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I really do. I feel better.
So,
I don't know if we've resolved everything.
So, I'm going to sell my book.
And that's PaulWhartonStyle.com.
I'm going to sign my book, and you're going to interview me and ask me about my life experiences.
Oh, my God. I think the problem is like, in this business, don't you always think it's two fucking narcissists doing a show? It's like, it's so hard. I'm a complete narcissist. I don't make any apologies. Like, yeah. I am completely the same way. I'm ego-driven. I want this show, like, to be the show that I want it to be. It's really hard for me to compromise. I'm sure. Not going to lie.
Well, there's two
That's
of us now. You founded the show, but there's two of us. So we have to compromise because we are in a position to at least have to talk things out and to try to do our best to make it work where we're both happy for as long as you can. One thing I always say to people, that's be true. As happy as you can for as long as you can. And you know what? If I was to get hit by the Metro bus when we walk out of this building, the one thing I'd want people to know is just that. You know what? When it comes down to it, the only thing I have to say is be as happy as you can for as long as you can. And in that, you don't have to look for money. You don't have to chase it because when you chase it, it always evades you.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean? It's always somewhere out there in the distance and you just can't quite catch it. But when you take on challenges, when you do things that make you happy, all that other shit starts to fall into place. It really does.
I know, but I'm still like how are we going to work this out? Because I feel like we have two different visions. I do. Okay, does anybody else?
I agree.
We have two different visions.
I need to articulate everything because I could start talking and I would take forever to explain it, but I need to articulate it in like 3 sentences.
Irene, do you have...
Okay. Have you guys seen the movie Philadelphia?
Yes.
You know when...
So we look like two people dying of AIDS?
You know when the lawyer says, explain it like I'm a 5-year-old?
Yeah.
My mom loves that phrase.
Yeah.
She uses it all the time. And I think the explain it like a 5-year-old version of this situation is Sarah wants Paul to care about the podcast the way she does, and that's never going to happen. Paul cares about it in his own amazing way and puts so much of himself into it, and it's just a completely different thing for you. And I don't think you guys aren't...
But then how do we partner... Sarah,
she's my boss.
No,
that was rude.
How do we partner without me always feeling like I'm not getting the level of commitment that I want if I'm...
But you are getting it. I couldn't have given you anything more.
I disagree with that.
It shouldn't be a plan.
But how do you disagree with that?
Because for me, this is not, like I said, this is not one more thing in my...
But no. How do you disagree with that based on what I'm doing?
If we're going to be real partners, this was my issue with Sammy, and this is maybe why I need to go back and really think about truly, truly what I want. I cannot partner with somebody that doesn't believe in the mission statement and this thing, number one. That's my problem. Like, that's the 5-year-old explanation. I have to have that because that's what I'm going to do. I am doing everything every single day to focus on sales for this podcast, growth for this podcast, booking us guests. How do we promote us? How do we brand us together? Nothing else. The Fox stuff, I love Fox.
You are actually doing a lot of other things. You keep saying it's second fiddle. You're over there 5 days a week. Actually, I'm doing all that stuff too, Sarah. I'm selling. I'm coming up with ideas. I'm getting recurring clients.
That's totally cool. But and that's the thing. That's just what I want us to be honest about.
We are being honest about it, but you're being a little bit unreasonable, I feel like, in this moment. Because you're not, you've been saying,
yes,
but how is what I'm doing any taking away from any of that?
You cannot build this thing to what, in my mind, and again, this is just me, not to say that it's right, but this is what I want and what I thought. To build this thing to what I want it to be, 5 days a week, us doing video all the time. There's no way we can be focusing and promoting other things until we make this as big as we want it to be. In my mind, that's what I want as a partnership. But I think what I'm just realizing and what I have to figure out is, okay, if you are going to have other things, how do I like our partnership and be happy mm-hmm. and not always feel like, okay, but he also
Were you feeling like this before yesterday?
No, because I think yesterday it just like I said, it was that ping moment where it's like, oh, wait a minute.
But okay, do you think that maybe you should have had a moment where you had that ping moment, but then you took a moment to yourself to like work through that before?
I've been thinking about it all night. I've been thinking about
all
it
all night?
Night.
You all gave night. It all night?
All night. I called my friend Sammy Simpson, who's my little passion curator, and I said, Sammy, tell me, am I being crazy? You know, am I being
What did Sammy say?
Sammy said that I should just have this open, vulnerable conversation, and I should just tell you, and I should say, hey, how can we work this out? How can we make this work? Because this is what I want, and what do you want?
But having an open, vulnerable conversation, which we've had here, we definitely shared our opinions. But I don't know that you're hearing what I'm saying, or what AJ said, or what Irene said. I mean,
what do you guys think? We just think we're not hearing each other?
I'm hearing each other. I think you just have super different backgrounds.
But the thing about it is, it's all moving it in the right direction, from my perspective. You know, you are part of a relationship. Like, see, our lives are different. Okay,
right.
You
and that's
have
what makes
Dan.
Good. Yep.
Two of y'all live in one house mm-hmm. with one car, and y'all do your thing, and you have each other for support, financial, emotional, however y'all work your shit out is y'all's own business. Like, I'm not ever bitter or hateful about that because, see, my life has to work a different way. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I have school tuition for my nieces, I have all that Paul stuff. You know, I have a brand to support, I have people to pay, so the contribution I'm making to this podcast will take it through the roof forever. And with your lead as the founder and founding member of this podcast, we will have no issues. But asking me to do the exact same thing that you do in the same way that you do it and think about it the same way that you think about it to make it work is unreasonable to me. Because I'm giving it, I mean, it's a major part of my day. What else do I do more than this podcast in terms of you? We're talking about it all day long.
Well, I mean, right now we check in with each other. I mean, we check in with each other almost every day, every other day, about what we're working on sales-wise. We meet every Wednesday, and then mm-hmm. we go to your office, mm-hmm. and we're talking about adding a second day. And then kind of during the week, everybody sort of does their own thing, and it's like, hey, did you get this sale, or who are you talking to, or that kind of thing. So we check in regularly. I don't think we've actually, you know, we haven't sat down and said, hey, okay, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, this is our full time, we're working this, or we're working 4 hours.
Well, I offered
whatever.
It, you said you were busy on Tuesday, remember?
I am busy the next two Tuesdays. And then after that.
Oh, look who's on vacation. And then when are you going to Cuba? When's
May
your Cuba trip?
Through June 3rd.
How was Maine? Was Maine good?
Yes.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. She keeps receipts over here, honey. She keeps receipts. Okay.
I don't keep any receipts. Mm-hmm. I adore you. I love you. I think for me, I have to figure out what does a partnership really look like for me that I can be really transparent and mm-hmm. really give you what you need and what I need. And can I really do that and be reasonable? Because I don't know. I really don't. I feel that's the hardest part.
My suggestion to you is to really think about that and to call someone that can give you some therapy on that. Because, you know, you got a good thing going here. We got a good thing going.
Yes. Oh, my God. not.
And just don't, as RuPaul would say, just don't fuck it up. I mean, it's right there. I mean, do you know what I mean? So that's all I have to say because it, you know, and I'm interested to hear what the listeners have to say because it really is about the listeners, right?
It is. Exactly. That's all I care about is doing this phenomenal fucking show where we just like put it all out there and listeners know that they can get what they want and achieve their dream too. If we can do it, anybody can do it. And
yeah.
Especially women should be able to stand up and go, this is what I want. And it's okay to say that. And it's okay for you to say what right. you want. And I in no means, I want you to get everything that you want. That's yeah. the thing. I don't want anyone to be held down because I don't want to be in that position either.
Yeah.
You know?
But so, I don't feel held down. You see, my life is very diverse. Like, I do a lot of different things and I do them all with passion.
Right.
And anything I don't want to do, I do not do. Let me tell you something. I mean, I think you should know me well enough to know that. No, I don't want to fucking do it. I don't do it.
I love
Why would
about
I?
You. I think you're
There's enough stuff that I really want to do that I love doing to keep me busy.
Yes.
And this is one of the things that I love to do it. But I'm Paul Wharton, and I'm going to do it my way. Do you know what I mean? And when I, yes. when I say my name...
And you should be able to say, do it. And that's how I feel about myself.
When I say my name, I'm not saying it in a narcissistic way. I mean... I'm unique. I'm an individual. I'm built this way. Now, the result of what I do is what I want to focus on. Do you know what is the result? Are the listeners getting messages from the heart? Are they being entertained? Are they laughing? Are they crying? Are we selling? Are we giving our sponsors what they have signed up for and making good partnerships with them? You know, am I showing up? Are we doing our events together? You know, is all that stuff right? But my process and your process are going to be different.
Of course, of course. But
you said of course?
No, I'm
but I feel like you're going back
but like you're saying yeah. you're about you. That's how I feel about me. Like I'm
No, I say I am me. I am my process is what I'm talking about when I say I'm Paul Wharton. No, what I mean is the way that I'm built, the way that I do things, the way that
sure,
I make
your
things happen.
Footprint.
If in the end the only thing I'm really concerned about is in that process, if the process is fucking something up or messing right. up the flow of the business or the flow of this podcast, and I will step out. I mean, you know, I don't even need anybody to like say, oh, well, this is not. If you say to me that anything that I have done has not positively moved this podcast forward and doesn't continue to, and that I'm not being honest and forthright and engaging with our listeners, then this isn't for me.
Oh, I completely agree. And that's exactly what I want it to be. And you've been amazing. There isn't one negative thing. There isn't.
Okay.
I think it's just. That was it. Yesterday, I was just like, and we both felt it.
Why don't we take a moment to let's see what the listeners have to say about this.
We need viewers.
Let's Facebook Live.
It's too late. Shit, I can't do this again. I can't do this again. We have to get our mind ready for the live show on Friday. I gotta sit across from this bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to do something. Can you give me the mindful living person's phone number, please?
Yes.
Sammy Simpson. I would like to hear what they have to say.
Yes.
I think we need to talk through this some more offline.
Yeah, absolutely.
And get to a good place because it was, I'd love to talk to my dad about it too, actually. I think he could be very helpful. But I feel that it was a nuance. It was something that was, I don't want that to be blown up into we don't have the same mission and we're not on the same page and like all that shit is like huh, like what I don't that is shock is like a little bit taking me off. So let's figure
okay.
this out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We will definitely figure. I mean, I'm sure listeners will absolutely weigh in. Mm-hmm. You can weigh in, by the way, many times in many mm-hmm. ways. You can follow us on Twitter at Paul Wharton, mm-hmm. At Hey Frage, or you can email us, sarah@heyfrage.com, paulwhartonstyle@yahoo.com. Or we'll post this on Podomatic iTunes. Just leave a comment and mm-hmm. let us know, and we'll have to do a follow up. I mean, I think this is the best part is that we can be real.
Yeah, and we can be real, but you know, it's almost like a marriage. And so
it
in
is
the marriage,
like a marriage, yeah.
But in a marriage, the marriage won't always be perfect. It won't always be perfect.
And I got news for you.
But,
it took me 4 years to fall in love with Dan, so you're...
Well, I'm going to tell you this. But you can't, in a marriage, the last straw is when you say, you know, I don't think it's going to work. You know, you
got to... Wait, didn't you say that?
Well, you were close. You were close.
I just...
You were saying, oh, I don't know how I feel about having a partner if the mission's not the same. No.
That is a hump for me. The hump for me is because... That's the hump for me. Is like I
right.
am like
well,
so.
Well, I'm gonna need you
that's a,
to
that's
work
a
through that, and you're gonna take more than a night, maybe. Okay. You know, to work through that, you're gonna talk to a few people
yes.
and figure that out. Because I've said where I'm coming from with this, which
sure.
is you get my all for this, but my all is what I'm giving.
Right.
That's what I'm giving. Okay.
Right.
And that's what you get, and I'll always give it to you, and I love you dearly, and I think this is a fabulous meeting, and I think it's wonderful, and anything I bring up in a meeting is only to enhance the value of our collective brand, okay, of Hey Phrase with Paul Wharton, because that's not just you anymore, it's Hey Phrase with Paul Wharton, okay? You know what I'm saying? So it's the both of us.
Right.
Yes.
I think maybe
here
that's
comes the butt. She just
right.
can't.
That's because the butt.
She just
I think,
can't get beyond the butt.
What,
okay.
The butt. I know.
Yeah,
the butt is the Paul Wharton part. Brings, like you said, the collective, unique you,
mm-hmm.
which also has many entertainment outlets. The book.
No,
I think
this is the outlet that we reach people on in our most authentic way, right? Because I was going to do politics. I didn't do politics because I'm doing Hey Phrase with Paul Wharton. That's why I'm not doing Hey Phrase with Paul Wharton and politics. So I really don't have all these mediums. What I have is a book deal with Skyhorse Publishing. Available September 2017. Please buy my book. Available
signing, yeah.
at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere books are sold, and in Canada as well. Thank you. And, you know, like, it's funny. Today in our meeting, when we go to my office, like, there's this fabulous opportunity for us to get... there's a bunch of T-shirts and mugs and different things that I want to do with Hey Phrase, with our little sayings and stuff that are so cute and fun. We'll talk about that in the meeting. If you act right, if not, we'll change the logo. Make it Paul Wharton, the book.
Maybe we should have... Oh, God, I don't know. It's just so... It's great. It will all work out the way we want it. But I
think we should have the interns do the after show. Just...
Does everyone get the confusion? That's the problem. I mean,
okay.
We do need a cocktail.
Yeah, we will work through this. And what else? Don't we have a mid-roll today?
I think we were just going to talk about the awesome Debbie Helen dance party. I mean,
talked about it. I loved it. It was amazing.
Yeah, you talked great about that. We're going to be at Taste of Arlington. Our live show is sold out on
Friday. That'd be great. And, you know, our special guest is Monique Samuels from The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh, my God. Maybe we can ask Monique about how she works with people.
And maybe we can, and we also, right there. Well, you know, she's a housewife.
Yeah, how does it work when you're a housewife? I didn't even, you know what, then I'll ask you all the questions and things that happened to me. I mean, this was so therapeutic, right?
Okay.
We wanted to get this, I mean, honestly, it was the elephant in the room between us, right? When we walked
yeah,
in,
yeah.
So it was good to get it off our chest.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and it's so interesting how... Okay, well, I've got one more thing to say to your ass and you want to talk about it all. So I walk up again today to the DC Improv where we're doing our show, and there's a big poster outside with, you know, Hey Phrase live show May 12th, and Sarah's face spread across the whole poster. Not a bit of Paul, with Paul Wharton, we have a new fabulous logo made with our animation.
We just got the
we've had pictures together for months, okay? We had professional pictures. We have pictures from us up
we
here.
Have any professional ones. We just have
the
ones
pictures
of us
from
here.
Us, Sarah. I asked you.
You're on the website, and that is.
But what
DC
is it? Is it the Hey Phrase brand, or is it the Hey Phrase of Paul Wharton? I mean, what is your mission here? I mean, what are you focused on? Is it just you, or is it us? I mean, are we doing this together? Because if we're not thinking of this together,
That's what we gotta figure out.
No, that's what you gotta figure out, because your face is the only one on the outside of this building. How about that? There's no butt on that. Just, you know.
Yeah, well, stay tuned. we'll see if we both show up on Friday night. Monique Samuels may get her own podcast show.
Oh, God. Well, I'll be here. I want my check. Shit. I sold some tickets. I want my check. I'm showing up.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, he's coming for the check. Oh, my God. I don't know. All right. Are we done? Do you want to keep going?
Yeah. What do you... How much time?
How about chapstick, right, guys?
How about that? have buttered chapstick.
Yeah,
you
tell me about that.
About that?
Do you have feeling in
I mean, I think we shouldn't talk. I mean, you know, I think
like this was the show.
I think that was the show.
This is a show.
I think the butter shit is going
to
fuck it up.
We totally need you guys to email us and let us know, because this is really real. And I feel like many people who listen have this discussion in their relationships and their workplaces, you know, in their careers. So we really want to hear from you. We are really open and transparent, and we're both welcome feedback.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you guys on Friday night, and we'll just, you know, I mean, we'll do a Facebook Live. We'll follow up.
Yeah, let's do a Facebook Live. That sounds great.
Yeah, we'll keep it going.
Okay, I still love you.
Oh, honey, I love you. I do. I really, really do.
Thank you, Irene. Thank you, AJ.
Bye.
Every day, hey phrase. What's the phrase that you hear every day? Hey phrase. What's the phrase that you hear every day? Hey phrase. What's the phrase that you hear? Tune in, yeah, you gotta tune in. Sarah Fraser on the mic, and she about to begin. The co-host with the most born one looking fleek. Take it from me, you should be listening. Live from the nation's pap, pop culture at its best. No need a second guess. Separated from